Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 45. Hello out there. How are you? It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles, a beautiful, cloudy, gray day. One of the few cloudy days. It's still 66 degrees. What am I, a weatherman again? It rained yesterday. Rained. You know, when I first came out here, there actually used to be a rainy season. It would be from about January, February to March or April. And you'd get rain. And it was a season, a rainy season. Now we don't have rainy seasons anymore. We have rainy moments. We have rain for a moment, and then, you know, it's a desert. And someday we're all going to have to leave this place, folks, and move to higher ground, and move to wetter ground, higher, wetter ground. What am I talking about? I don't know. Episode 45, it's Thanksgiving week coming up, and, you know, I was just thinking that the holidays are coming up, and I reminded myself, oh, that's right, the holiday, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, my birthday, time to get depressed. I forgot, I was feeling pretty good. And I said, oh, that's right, you know, it's time to get into the holiday depression. You know, I mean, come on, Halloween is sort of the beginning of it, you know, but Halloween's sort of like an opening act, and then there's like a big intermission before the middle feature act comes on, Thanksgiving, and then the headliner, Christmas, and then my birthday, the superstar, closes. I don't get too depressed. I never get that depressed, but I do get a little blue sometimes during the holiday. I will admit it. And but I actually thought to myself, oh, yeah, that's right. Time for the depression to kick in, you know. So maybe I could just make the choice, since I wasn't really thinking about it, just say, hey, no depression, no holiday depression. I really just, you know, I've got a lot to be grateful for. You know, I really do. And so I'm going to try to be more positive. It's just hard because I come from, my DNA, from my ancestors, we're from the fact that we were, you know, persecuted and chased for so long that we just have that natural paranoia, natural negativity, like, oh, when's the other shoe going to drop? It is the way it is. Although certain aspects of science now are saying that we can change our DNA. That's another thing. I'm not going to get into that, okay? Because I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. This week I was walking down on the way to the parking lot, and there's this wall on the other side of the building, and there was I believe, a praying mantis. And how do I know that? Because I don't think I've seen one since I was a little kid. It's basically... What are they, insects? I guess they're not animals, right? They're kind of from the insect family. I don't know, but it was on the top of the wall, and it just, you know, it had that praying. It was praying. It looked like it's praying. And I remember when I was a little kid that we were warned, and I don't know if this is true. You know, I never looked into this, but I remember as a little kid being warned because, you know, little kids, you know, we kill bugs. You know, we'd kill flies. We'd kill whatever. You know, because how else are you going to become a serial killer? I'm just kidding. You know how kids are. We kind of, especially boys, you know. And I remember being specifically told, and I don't remember from who, that if you see a praying mantis, excuse me, do not kill a praying mantis. It is against the law. You could go to jail for that. And I was like, really? Wow. And I wonder if that was just BS. And the reason was given is that because they're like spiritual insects, they're praying to the insect god, and we have to respect that. I mean, you know, I mean, are they really praying? I mean, they look like they're praying, but are they really praying? I mean, it's a little bit ridiculous, I think, in a way. But I mean, not that I don't think I wanted to kill one then, because it looked like a pretty complex. It was kind of big, and it's a complex kind of, almost like an animal. And so, It reminded me of my childhood, you know, being warned not to kill praying mantis because they're praying. Don't kill praying insects, but we can kill people that pray. Praying people. Okay to kill them. Man. Man, oh man. The Middle East, Gaza, and Israel, will you guys just get it together? I don't know. I don't want to get pessimistic. I don't want to get antagonistic. I'm not going to even mention any more about it. I just know that there's some stuff going on over there right now. That's, rockets going back and forth, I believe. Rocket Man! Rocket Man! So, I continue on with my physical therapy, aquatic therapy, to be exact, where I go into this swimming pool, as I mentioned before, and do these exercises. And it is under the guise of physical therapy, and my insurance is being billed for this. And I was getting confused because I wasn't really meeting a physical therapist. Everybody that I met, like the first guy who was my guide, he said he was an assistant physical therapist or a physical therapy assistant. And then I mentioned Anna, the lady who gave my initial intake, this nice Filipino lady. I asked, well, is she a physical therapist? And this guy told me that she was. So I thought, oh, okay. And then the next time I came there, she came, and that first guy was gone. He went to somewhere else. And so I felt, okay, you know, I got a physical therapist here, you know. And then I go twice a week, so she goes she's there one day, and then there's this guy, Arnold, who's there another day. And Arnold is very, very good. They're both very good, but he told me he's a physical therapy assistant or assistant physical therapist. Is it like an assistant director or director to the assistant or on the office, assistant manager or manager, assistant to the manager? You know, that kind of thing. So so I was going along, and then Anna just happened to be telling me that she's going to take her test to become a physical therapist. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I thought you were a physical therapist. She goes, no, I'm an assistant. Trying to do the Filipino accent. I'm an assistant. Assistant. I'm a physical therapist assistant. Terrible Filipino accent. And I said, well, who is the physical therapist here? And they say, this guy, Michael. Michael, who's never there. Well, where is Michael? Well, he's in the other place. He's in the main place. I guess he's allegedly, you know, overseeing everything. And it was like, okay, yeah, whatever, you know. They get their guidance from him. And he's like the guru. He's the physical therapy guru. And then, so the next time I come there, he just happens to show up because he was going to work with some clients that day that needed some special attention. And so he ended up working with me a little bit, and I was asking him about, well, why is there only one physical therapist and the rest are assistants? And he goes, well, it's not like they're aides. They, I don't know, it was sort of like kind of double talk in a way, maybe. I didn't really understand what he was talking about. Like, they know, I assess that, I'm the guide, he said, and I know everything that's going on. But then, I got the feeling that, you know, he was kind of BSing me a little bit, you know, because, you know, it's hard to live in this world and not BS a little bit, you know. So I don't know. I'm going to continue to do this therapy, and I think it's helping. I don't really know. I don't really know. One thing I did tell Arnold that you have to change. I changed my clothes after being in the water. They have these two bathrooms, and in one of them, and I noticed this. I was leaning up against the sink, and the sink was. It's kind of loose. At some point, that thing's going to come down. So I told Arnold, yeah, you better tell somebody to come in here. And, as Deb says, the world is run by C-minus students. I'm not blaming Arnold. He might have relayed the message, although I seriously doubt it. My intuition says he never even, it went right in one ear out the other because that sink is still loosey-goosey. And so, okay, fine. So, you know. Don't lean up against it. Lawsuit! Can you sing lawsuit? That sounded very gay. Lawsuit! Jeez. What am I turning into? And then one other thing is, they don't have an actual phone where the pool is. So the therapists or assistant therapists or therapist assistants, you know, they have their cells. So when I'm running late, one day I was running late, and I said to, I came in a little bit late. I said, Arnold, you know, what do I do if I'm running late? He goes, well, just call the main office and they'll tell me. I said, cool, because I like to be courteous. I don't want them to think that I'm blowing the appointment off and, you know, whatever. So I was running late, and I called up, and I got this Russian-sounding girl. Hello, physical therapy. Physical therapy. And I tell her, hi, you know, I go to the water therapy. The water therapy is over in the Magnolia. I know where it is. I'm calling because I tell you where it is. Could you listen to what I have to say? The water therapy is not here. I understand. I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. Repeat, I'm going to be late. Could you please call over there? Okay, you're going to be late. I'll call there to tell them that you're going to be late. And so I show up, and I say to Arnold, because it's about 20 minutes late, Arnold, did you get the message? Did he call you just to let you know I was going to be late? He goes, no. I go, oh, cool. That's cool. That was worth it. And so I thought, well, maybe, I didn't want to judge. I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe he missed them. Maybe they did call, and he didn't get it's on his phone, his voicemail. He hasn't retrieved it yet. So I, you know, whatever. And then the next time I came there, this other guy came in, another patient, and Anna was the therapist that day. And he comes in, she goes, you're very late. She says in the Filipino accent, you're very late. Because I'm a Filipina. Can't do that. You're very late. You're very late. And he goes, well, I called. She said, when did you call? I called the office this morning at 9:30. So I was like, holy mackerel. So what are they doing? They're just getting the message and they're that busy? Again, C-minus students. Thank you, C-minus students. Thank you for your C-minus student behavior. Then I wanted to find out, you know, I never found out how many actual visits I could take, you know, on my insurance. And it turns out unlimited, you know, I have unlimited access. But what the problem is that we're coming to the end of the year. And when you go to the beginning of the year, you have to start over with your deductible. So I was talking to the girl in the office, this other girl in the office, and she was explaining to me that if I paid for it out of my pocket, it would be $45, but then they would bill my insurance way more, and then I would meet my deductible sooner. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're coming up with some crazy arithmetic. Just do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. I'll do what I got to do. Okay? I'm going to do what I got to do. I don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, I thought the deductible is the money that you take out of your pocket. You got to take that much out of your pocket. I don't understand. Whatever, it's all good. It's all good in a physical therapy hood. Okay? Okay. And let's see here. Let's see. You know what? Janet, next door, she always calls me, Mr. Al. And because she calls me that all the time, another neighbor, who's also from Colombia, and there she's moving, unfortunately, Diana, I never really talked to her before. She seems very quiet and shy and very sweet. And the other day, she came, I was coming to the building the same time she was, and she goes, oh, hi, Mr. Rao. And I go, what is Mr. Rao? What am I, a slave owner? And then I said, well, if you're going to call me Mr. Rao, I'll call you Ms. Diana. She goes, well, that's okay, because they call me that at work. So, I don't know, I just had to mention that. But Mr. Rao, it does kind of sound like a slave owner. Mr. Rao, Mr. Yo, Mr. Rao, that's right, Mr. Rao. So, yeah. So they call me Mr. Al. They call him Mr. Al. Then we had a very, one of those things that happened in the neighborhood. I guess the city, maybe once a year or so, they come and they trim the trees and they cut stuff down. And it's just amazing how they just take over the neighborhood, like without warning, and it's like, excuse me. And it's like, what the heck is that? And then without warning, you would think that there would be some kind of There probably is some kind of bulletin somewhere. I mean, how would you do it? I mean, they could have, like, a like somebody go along with a bullhorn. You know, attention! Yeah, they could do that, like, you know, maybe an hour before. Attention, people in the neighborhood! A truck is going to come through and cut down the trees! Thank you for your cooperation! You know, I guess there's no other way. Maybe it's in the newspapers. Maybe, well, and they probably have, you know, in this day and age, when Orwellian day and age, they probably have all our email addresses. Just email us. You know, hey, we're watching you, and we just want to let you know that you can watch us cut some trees down. That's right, we'll be cutting trees down on Tuesday. But it just amazes me how they just come into the neighborhood and make this tremendous amount of noise, and then they move on. It's like this noise gang. They're a noise gang, a gang of noisemakers. And what else? What else? What else? Oh, yeah. You know, I donated money to a radio station that I I like. A little left, but I like their they have an interesting program. One interesting program I like. I like the guests. And so I gave them a little bit of money. And now they're asking me to participate in the in electing officers in their company. And the same thing happened to me with my AAA membership, where I got my AAA magazine, and they were having, well, we're having a, you know, elections, and it's important that you vote for your, you know, this. And I was like, I don't even understand who, I don't know anything about these people. AAA, what are we going to, you know, you're going to, I don't even know. I was going to try to say something funny, and I couldn't think of one funny thing. All I could do was stammer. So I don't really understand what that's about, and I don't understand why I mentioned it. I know, because I thought I would come up with something funny. I thought there was something there, and there is something there, and I'll explore it deeper at some point on stage, where I'll probably have the same. I might have the same kind of. You know, I go blank. You know, because the mind goes blank sometimes. The mind goes blank sometimes. So that's. Oh, every time. You know what? I think this is going to be another one of those. Every time I think it's going to be a short podcast, like I mentioned it last week, and it turned out to be like a regular one. So right now I'm looking at the time, and it could be short, but it could be regular. You know, does it matter? If it's a little short or if it's a little regular, I'm just trying to make it not too long. That's my goal. I try to make it as interesting as I possibly can. That's my goal. Okay, the final subject that I will tackle here today is that I have finally joined Netflix. That's right. I don't watch that many movies. Well, you know what? I was watching, I was watching on some free sites. A friend of mine who's a security guard, supposed to be on the right side of the right side of the law, right? He was turning me on to these movie sites that had more, you know, like newly released movies. And I admit that I was watching some, and I'm ashamed of it now. I'm ashamed of myself. You know, I was thinking like, a lot of these movies were movies I probably wouldn't go see anyway. You know, they weren't like, it wasn't like anybody was losing any money. I was just like, oh, you know what? Push comes to shove. I'll watch it. I'm home. I can watch it on this on my computer. But what happened is that these sites always end up going down because, you know, the federal government comes in and just shuts them down, which rightfully so. Come on. We're taking, it's stealing. And he gets another site. And tells me about it, and this site was a real pain in the butt. You know, just like, you know, a couple of the other sites were like, oh man, it ran so smoothly, you know. But this particular site was just, you know, they would give you several options, and sometimes none of them would work. And so I was getting frustrated because I was going, well, I kind of want to watch a movie. I was kind of wanting to watch some movies, especially now that I'm, you know, I'm kind of not working. During my recuperation period here from the hip recuperation. So there's this ad I've seen forever. Try Netflix 1 month for free, and I, you know, and then it's only like $8 a month. I'm just gonna get them like download it. I'm not even Not even going to get the DVDs delivered. Well, maybe I'll do that later. But for now, just download it onto my computer. And so I sign up. And then, you know, I want to say retarded. An idiot. This is kind of East Coast-ish. My East Coast DNA. Because that's back there, they're kind of more brutal with the language. And you're an idiot. You're retarded, you know. And I feel like, you know, that's how I am with technology. It's not I'm retarded. It's just that I don't know. I don't know. And sometimes it takes me a while. Some things I'm smart in, and some things I'm not smart in. And why am I? Why is this? What does it have to do with Netflix? You say, Al, you got movies. What are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you why. Because what happened was, I sign up, and then I go to, sign up for a movie, and it says, well, you have to download this Microsoft Silverlight. And I go, okay. And I download it. And then, it's still not, and then I go, well, okay, I still can't do it. Keep telling me to download it. So I download it. So I call Netflix, and I'm sure they're paying these people really low wages because they're just, people on the phone, they don't know much, they can't tell me anything. They tell me that, I should call, one person told me I should call Microsoft. I probably called Netflix 3 times, and one girl gave me Microsoft's number, and then someone else told me to call Apple. Because it's for my Mac, it's on my MacBook. But the thing that's really annoying about Netflix is when you get done with a phone call, they ask you if you just take a 1 minute survey, and I say I don't want to do it. I said the first time I said okay, but then I call back 2 minutes later, and then they ask me again. I go, well, I just took a survey, I don't want to do it again. They go, okay, and then they just ignore you. Okay, please hold for the survey, and it's just like this. Weird corporate mentality where you gotta survey everything. Everything has to be controlled like this. It's just like, please, 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 please. So, so what happened is one of the Netflix people told me that what I should do is uninstall the Microsoft Silverlight and then install it, and I couldn't do it. It wouldn't let me. My computer said, we cannot delete it. We won't let you. So I had to call Apple. And I call Apple, and they say to me, well, if you're not a member of our calling in pro, where you can call in and ask us questions, I used to have that privilege. And the last time I checked, I think it was about $50 for every time you call. And they go, well, how much is it? They go, well, it's $20 for a month. Oh, all right, I'll take it. I want to see if I can figure this out. So I go through this stuff with this Apple lady, and she takes me through all these steps, and we finally delete the Microsoft Starlight. But then she says that she can't help me with downloading it onto my computer, actually making it work. And I said, okay. So then I go to download it again. I go back to Netflix and download it again for a specific movie. And then I go to play the movies. They're asking me to download again. I go, this is ridiculous. So I call Apple again. Oh, I know. Something happened with my downloads. I couldn't figure something out. So I said, well, I'm going to call Apple so they pay them money. I get this other girl. Well, this other girl kind of saved the day. And I'll tell you why. Okay? I'll tell you why. And this is where I felt idiotic and kind of retarded. But it's just I didn't know. And now I do know. After she gets done taking care of my problem of, of helping me with the download. Like, there was something wrong with my actual download file. I was trying to... It left the dock that it should have been. I couldn't find it. So she helped me figure out how to do that. And then... I was asking her to help me with this Microsoft Silverlight because I really wanted to watch some movies. And she said, well, you know, you downloaded it, right? Yeah. And then she said something about installing. And I go, well, what do you mean? And she goes, well, is it on your computer? I go, well, yeah, it's right on my desktop. She goes, well, double click onto that. Okay, double click and a window shows up with it. It goes, okay, now follow the instructions. Okay, continue, hit button, continue, hit button, continue, hit button. Your Microsoft Silverlight is now installed. I said, hold on, hold on. So I go to Netflix, I click on a movie. Oh, lo and behold, it works. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't, you know, I just thought you downloaded. I don't know from downloading and installing. These are all technical terms. You know, I was born in 1873. Before the cars were even, before there was a stick shift. No, it wasn't born then. You know that. That's a joke. But anyway, so now I know. I couldn't figure out why. All the time, I'd be downloading things and they weren't working. Because I wasn't installing them. I wasn't installing them. I wasn't installing them. All right. Hey, look. This is a this podcast turned out to be kind of right on time again. See, I have an innate ability to make the podcast just around the perfect time. For riding trains. For doing the Stairmaster. For staring at your master. For mastering your stairs. For staring at the sun. Anyway, you get the idea. Anyway, I hope everybody has a fabulous, fabulous holiday. Thanksgiving. I'm planning to go to Deb and Rudy's. There's going to be some people there I don't know. It's going to be some of the people that are usually there won't be there. So it's going to be different. And the important thing, though, is that there'll be massive amounts of food that we will be grateful for. But anyway, I want to thank you all. And, you know, if you feel like it, tell somebody about this thing. You know, I could use some more. I don't know how many people are listening. I don't know. I haven't been able to get onto the iTunes store yet. I don't know what's going to happen as far as, like, you know, I'm kind of feel like I'm toiling in obscurity a bit because I do know of a handful of people that are actually listening to this on a consistent basis. But I'm not getting any, I don't know of anybody, you know, I don't think it's massive numbers, and it may never be massive numbers. You know, it just may be whatever it is, and it's fine. It's, like I said, it's a way for me to mine for material and to mind my own business. You're going to mind your own business. So, that's that. So, anyway, I want to thank you all, and until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.